And this news update is being brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. David Claire Schutte received a 12-month delayed sentence probation program following a no-contest plea to resisting and obstructing a police officer. The 55-year-old defendant had a prior misdemeanor from many years ago and a mental health history. The defendant requested a restriction on being able to use firearms for the purpose of hunting with his family. The judge set a one-year restriction on not using, owning, or controlling any type of weapon, including imitation weapons, due to mental health concerns. Restitution remains open, and the defendant must complete any eligible PA 511 programming and perform 8 hours of community service. A review date has now been set for April 26th, 2027. A final pretrial hearing in Huron County Circuit Court before Judge Prill, the case of the state of Michigan versus Thomas Michael Lemansky was adjourned after the defendant failed to appear. Defense attorney Mr. Green, appearing via Zoom, informed the court he was unable to contact his client, Mr. Lemansky, and requested a delay. The prosecution was represented by Timothy J. Rakowski, and the court granted a one-week adjournment, scheduling the hearing for next Monday, April 27th at 10 a.m. The defendant's bond will continue. However, the court noted that if Mr. Lemansky fails to appear again, alternative arrangements may be considered. The trial is currently scheduled for May 12th. A Saginaw County man's been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole in connection with a fatal shooting that left one woman dead and two others injured. 20-year-old Shaquille O'Neal Baskin received the sentence Monday from Manville Trice III following his conviction for the first-degree premeditated murder of Tracy A. Bowens. The charges stem from a December 2024 incident in which authorities say Baskin shot three women inside Bowens' home. Investigators indicated Bowens had been allowing Baskin to stay at the residence prior to the shooting. Baskin was found guilty earlier this year and is now appealing the conviction. He also faces a separate upcoming trial alongside his brother, Thomas C. Baskin Jr., in connection with the November 2024 death of Carrie Jo Hatfield. Prosecutors allege the pair struck and shot Hatfield. That trial is scheduled to begin September 22nd in Saginaw County Circuit Court. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsor.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware, and spring is finally here.
And I'm Nate. It's time to open up the windows, air things out, and tackle those projects you put off all winter.
We've got Duabest paint and all the supplies you need to freshen up a room or two. With Duabest paint, you'll find the perfect color and coverage.
Heading outside? We're stocked with lawn and garden supplies to get your lawn ready for the season.
Plus, we offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items, including Do It Best paint.
So whatever you're fixing, painting, or planning, stop in and see us at Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
If you're heading to Pigeon, make sure you visit Pigeon Hardware and Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back with a look at more news. The U.S. Supreme Court began hearing oral arguments today regarding whether artificial intelligence systems can be legally recognized as inventors on patent applications. The case centers on a breakthrough medical device designed entirely by a proprietary neural network. Legal experts believe the ruling will set a global precedent for intellectual property in the age of generative tech. Current law requires a natural person to be listed, but developers argue that AI-led innovation deserves independent protection. And the newly formed parliament in Bangladesh has moved to cancel several key reforms that were introduced following last year's student-led protest. The canceled measures were originally intended to improve government accountability and transparency. Critics argue the reversal is a blow to the democratic process made after the previous administration's ouster. Proponents of the move claim the reforms were hurriedly implemented and required refinement to suit the country's legal framework. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, open 7 days a week.
Think your family makes too much to qualify for money through the FAFSA? Think again. The FAFSA unlocks scholarships that aren't as income. Your family makes too much to qualify for money through the FAFSA? Think again. The FAFSA unlocks scholarships that aren't as income-based as you might expect, like the Michigan Achievement Scholarship and the Community College Guarantee. It takes most families just 30 minutes or less to complete. Unlock funding by completing the FAFSA at FAFSA.gov. Brought to you by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and My Student Aid.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.